Welcome to Search for Lawful Government with Ron Avery here at republicbroadcasting.org. It is the 5th of July in the year of the Lord Jesus Christ, 2022. And yesterday was the 4th of July, celebration of the independence of the United States. Independence Day. What a bizarre idea. Independence. They don't call it Coalition Day. They don't call it World Unity Day. They don't call it New World Order Day. We don't celebrate getting together with the world day. No, there's something wrong with the world, isn't there? Didn't we really create the United States because there were problems in the world that we were being subject to and harmed by? Yeah, that's right. It wasn't Unity Day. It wasn't Global Unity Day. It wasn't Globalism Day. It is Independence Day. We ain't part of your garbage. We have our own thing, and our own thing is based on lawful principles of government and based on the limited authority of government, limited to that which is in each individual. No government, no lawful government can obtain authority that is not in each individual, and that is limited. Therefore, all lawful governments are limited in their authority. They cannot do anything and everything they might dream up, because I don't have it and you don't have it and we can't delegate it. If we can't delegate what we have, government can't get it. Well, I'm going to save some of this stuff for the end, but first thing I want to talk about is flags. You know, in my area that I live in, there's a church filled up an adjacent huge lot. I don't know, it's almost probably an acre or more. And I don't know how many flags are out there. There's more than you can count. It'd take you a while to count them. And you'd have to, you know, the rows and the columns. I didn't bother to do that, but even that would be a large number counting that. They had to have these big lights for the evening. They rented these big floodlights of four of these mobile units to light these flags up at night. And you know, I got to thinking, what? And they're all United States flags, the 50 star thing, and I'm just thinking, you know, the church, you know, the church rarely says anything about anything. I mean, they just don't do it. They don't, no, we're not going to say anything because, you know, politics is not what we get into. You know, we deal with Jesus and salvation, and we don't get involved in political issues. Well, then why put out all those flags? Or have somebody else put all those flags in your property? No, you raise a flag, friend. That's political. It is. It says we believe in that. We agree with that flag. And they had hundreds of them. Well, you know, I'm probably not going to do it, but I'm tempted to ask them, what is that about? And there's some signs out there that tell you who did it and who sponsored it. Well, one of the groups that sponsored it is Disc Golf. You know what disc golf is? That's where you take a frisbee, you play golf with a frisbee. You actually go out on a golf course and throw these frisbees around and try to get them in a bucket or something. And so, okay, so some disc golf association sponsors it. And then another one is, well, you know, the ones that probably actually put it out there was one of these veterans organizations. And then they had some local corporations that were funding it and putting the stuff out there. And so you have corporations, sports associations, veteran organizations. And you go, okay, where's the meat of this topic? What is the idea behind all this? Well, they say it's the field of honor, to honor those who gave their life for their country. Okay, what is giving your life for the country? Is that just, okay, I like the soil here. You know, the soil has got a lot of caliche in it, and it's got some, sand in it. It's got some really, really good minerals down in that's good stuff and grows good stuff. And my mom and dad were born here, and you know, that's what I want to die for, the soil. Soil, you want to die for a soil type, you know? Is it alkaline or is it base? I mean, does it matter, the soil type? This is ridiculous. All of this has to do with ideas and political ideas. So I want to ask the church, where do you stand on a couple of political ideas? For instance, what was America founded for? What was its purpose? Well, John Adams tells us the two purposes for forming the United States and for populating the new world, the United States, had two purposes, not three, two, not one, two. First was secure religious freedom. Number two, that was secure religious freedom against the canon law, which was that's where one religion or denomination rules over the rest and can tell people what to do. That's the canon law. They didn't want any of that. We wanted religious freedom, where we do what we feel like in our own conscience is the right way to understand and serve God. Okay. Number two was to secure property for each individual against the feudal law, which said that we don't own anything. People don't own anything. You rent it. You rent it from government. Okay, so in the New World, you were viewed, the property owner was viewed as a king or a queen with superior title that could not be aligned by anyone for any purpose. I mean, what a concept. Two things. Religious freedom and absolute property ownership. You can't tax. You can't tax a king or a queen for their property. It ain't happening. Because they own it unencumbered and with superior title to all, including government. Government in America cannot alien your property and make you pay to occupy and use it and give it to your ancestors, your offspring. That's right. Now, we don't have that anymore, do we? We've lost that. Now, where does the church stand on that? They don't stand anywhere on that. Are you kidding? The tax collector probably goes to that church. Yeah, and many that probably work in the tax office go to that church. So here you are. Here you are, the big Christian church, the Christian ideas that came out of the Reformation, that formed America, that believed that all men were created equal, and that they all owned property with an allodial title that could not be leaned by any, and that we all had a right to own this property and we were all equal. What happened to that? Well, the church didn't do a very good job of keeping that up, did they? That's all gone. And you, they stand up, you hear anybody complain, you ever heard a pastor get up in the pulpit and say, property taxes in America are unlawful? And we no longer have the United States as a result? The whole half of the entire purpose of the Union is destroyed with property taxes? And if you are part of the property tax system, you can't come to this church. You ever heard them say that? No. Well, do any of them really stand up even for the defense of the gospel, for that matter? The defense of Christ's kingdom in virtually any manner? No. So what's this thing of flying the flag? So you honor the guys that died defending those ideas, but you don't give a damn about the ideas. And you don't feel like you're required to care about the ideas that they died for. I'm sorry. The only way you can honor the forefathers and those that died for the ideas is to uphold the ideas they died for and to talk about them all the time and insist that they must be maintained. And if you have them already, that they must be overthrown. And that you can't come to our church being a barbarian. I mean, you can for a while, but we're going to require you to understand what that is and to eventually say, I can't be a barbarian anymore. I can't impose a tax on people that I have no right to do and no authority to do, and no one can grant government authority to tax property. That's actually taking their property and charging a rent on it. You see how that works in the church. I mean, and okay, now I kind of laid that out, I think, good enough here. Now the next thing I want to talk about coming up is famine. Now I understood that last Sunday, one of my in my family went to church and heard their pastor say that you better individuals should start stocking up on food and preparing for a famine. It's coming. Well, now, isn't that interesting? You know, God's gotten people through famines before, didn't he? He delivered a whole city from an imposed famine, what they call a barricade around the city. That's basically a famine. They were under siege. They were encompassed and under siege, surely to die if the siege was maintained. Well, he got them out of that, didn't he? So that was God's doing. And he scared all the people that were forming the the blockade around the city scared them to death, and they all just abandoned their place. They just took off running, left everything behind. And the next day, the people that were starving in the city went out and found all these goods. Everything that had been blocked was all sitting there, and they ate like kings the very next day. And that was the end of the siege, the imposed famine. And this, what we have today, is an imposed famine? You bet your buns it is. Do you think there's any worldwide famine going on? If it's raining here, it's not raining over there. There's food out here, folks. There's food. What we have is a distribution problem due to tyranny. We have a tyranny problem. And the church is equipped to deal with tyranny. It shouldn't be neutral on tyranny. I mean, come on. To say that the church is neutral on tyranny and has no job in obtaining lawful government and maintaining it is to deny the faith. To die for the whole purpose of Christ, what he came to the world to do. Redeem the world and be heir of the world. And we're heirs of the world and the kingdom. This is his kingdom. This is his stuff. And those in the church are maintain his stuff while he's gone. What kind of king goes off on a long trip comes back and finds all of his servants are hiding, waiting for him to come? Boy, we just couldn't do it. We didn't think we had the authority to take care of your stuff, so we just let the barbarians have it. Can you imagine what the reward for that is from the king? Once the king gets back, he didn't do a ding dong thing to protect his kingdom. I mean, it's just, I don't understand modern theology. So, and what about the church? Why didn't the pastor say, and he also said, you know, start depending upon one another, help one another. Well, he's the church. He's speaking for the church. Why didn't the church start a program, a food bank at the church? Where they're getting ready for it, and also then beginning to speak out about policies that create famine, that are arbitrary policy that creates famine. You can't do that. No government has authority to arbitrarily take measures that cause famine, even for the good of the planet or something supposed to be for the good of the planet. You can't kill off people for the betterment of the planet or the solar system or anything else. The purpose of government is to protect the property of each and every individual. You see how far everybody's come? Not only the politicians don't know anything about government, the church doesn't know anything about government. You talk about ignorance. We're truly in the dark ages. This is technological dark ages. It's just incredible how we've come down this far. Well, anyway, we're going to take a break here in a few seconds, and we'll be back, and I'll start taking calls pretty soon. I've got one other thing to talk about, and we'll be right back then. I think we will. We got more mess seconds. I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm counting them down now. About there we go. Now we got it.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one, RAD, consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with
Roe v. Wade is gone, and I believe it was the progressives' fault. I'm Peter Serafine with today's Liberty Minute. I believe abortion is murder, but I didn't say much about it until New York and Virginia started to allow abortion up to the moment of birth. It was those laws that got me involved in politics. Those two states inspired me to write my first book. If abortion had stayed safe, legal, and rare, many people would have just gone along to get along. If abortion had stayed restricted to the first trimester before viability, I would have remained silent. The fact is that less than 8% of abortions are performed because of rape, fetal health, or maternal health. Over 92% are done because the woman doesn't want a child for whatever reason. The progressive push for ever-expanding abortion access woke people like me up. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until tomorrow. Sivis Pasham, Parabellum.
It's been a long week. I've got a slow leak in my left front tire. I'm sick of where I work. My boss is such a jerk. Don't care if I get fired. My back's about to break, no money in the bank, and she don't call me anymore. I'm down to my last drink. It's time to sell my things and pack my bags and never look back. On a parallel line with the railroad tracks to make my getaway.
All right. Pack my bags, get on a railroad train, make my getaway. Wow, you know, that ain't a half bad idea if you knew there was a place you could go on the train, you know. I'm afraid that you'd be in the same spot when you got off the train. I mean, that's the problem with tyranny. It's spread. And what happens when you have global tyranny? That's what we got now, pretty much. And there ain't any place to go. No place to go. And I think everybody ought to stick where they're at and try to get lawful government in every nation. Wouldn't that be an idea? Have independent nations that all have lawful government in them. Would it really matter, particularly, which one you were in, if they had lawful government? You know, it's not just something, hey, man, here's an idea. Let's do some of this stuff and call it government. Yeah, man. And we color it this color. And we make a flag, and we do this kind of stuff. And then maybe we do some of that kind of stuff. And it makes a list of rules that we don't do. And then, you know, we can change those kind of as we go. No, that ain't in government, is it? Has to be real, based on real fundamental principles that are eternal, unchangeable, immutable. So would it really matter whether the world was all in one, under one authority, ruled by one group, if they were all lawful, independent nations? And hey, okay, let's say one or two of them aren't lawful. It wouldn't harm the rest of us unless they started attacking us. Well, then, you know, then that we know how to deal with that. But the idea of just slamming all these countries together, helter-skelter, mixing up lawful ones with unlawful ones, and all of them unlawful or whatever, it's just a mess. And there's no authority to do this anyway. Just amazing. Well, anyway, one more thing I want to bring up here. By the way, I did have a good fourth myself. And what I mean a good fourth is that I ate well. And my wife does like to cook, and she's really good at this stuff. And my son has turned into what I call a pit master. This guy makes better barbecue than I've had just about anywhere commercially, and or bought anywhere. He has become one with his smoker. I mean, this guy knows how to do it, man. Well, I love occasions when he's barbecuing the brisket and the sausage and ribs too. So we didn't have ribs yesterday, but we did have sausage, and it was out of sight. And the brisket was good, too. Well, anyway, so I ate good. And, of course, my wife had to make some cheesecake and stuff. That's just what you need when you're watching your waist. So I'd lost 2 pounds right before that, and I was just going to snack kind of yesterday, and I didn't really put a lot on my plate. I'll be honest with you. I had one sliver of the brisket and two little pieces of sausage about 2 inches long. And by the time everything was over, though, I was full, man. I was loaded up, and I went, there you went. You know, even if you just eat a little bit of everything, well, if you eat everything, well, it's still a lot of food. So, anyway, the 2 pounds I lost, I gained them right back. So, got to spend another week or so to getting rid of this. Anyway, so that's what I call, just kind of assign that as a good 4th of July. And we did go watch the fireworks. And there were several corporations gave more money to the fireworks show, so it was a pretty good show. And that was the city show. And so moving on to this last one here, and I think we'll have our break coming up before I get much into it, but the topic is going to be where is it here? Disarmament terrorism. It's back. We couldn't get through the fourth without some more disarmament terrorism, because they got to pick up these guns, folks, and that's all there is to it. They want the guns. They want to make you defenseless against tyranny. So they're going to get them. We'll be right back after this.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi, Tom Bolton for EaseOff. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
I still believe, and I also believe that Christ. I don't even believe this. I know this. You have to possess and know. There's a difference between having faith and having grace, which is the possession of that which you sought in faith. So the idea is to pursue eternal life in faith until you obtain it. And then you're not living by faith and believing. You actually are what you've sought to be. So, disarmament terrorism. Now, before I quite get into that, though, you know, things like abortion, the abortion stuff, and then this all this gay stuff and all these different types of sexual identity and all of that. You know, the tyrants who have overthrown our country have not made a big bunch of money off of that. They had to spend money to make all that stuff happen. So what they're really doing, though, the real harm is coming from stuff like property taxes. That's where the true plunder of the people's property is coming from. And I remember when I went to the Austin Capitol protesting property taxes, and we got a busload of people from around to go over there and carry my brochures and stuff. And I had one of these a bullhorn, and I was giving some speeches around and passing out the brochures, and I was interviewed by television stations, and lo and behold, all of these people showed up, thousands of them, about the bathroom, about who goes to what bathroom. Well, what was all that about? That was all about not talking about property taxes. You don't want to be talking about property taxes in Austin at the Capitol. And they'll talk about anything else. I mean, are you serious? I mean, people don't know which bathroom to go in. I mean, I got a solution for that. I'd have the men's bathroom and the women's bathroom, or the male bathroom and the female bathroom, and then I'd have an outhouse out there, one of these, I'd have a portable potty brought out and put it out there and say, everybody else, go out there. If you don't know what you are and you can't figure it out, there's the question mark. I'd paint a big question mark on it, and that's where you go to the potty. Now, they've reduced political activity to absolute insanity. Here I was going to talk about the unlawful nature of property taxes and why it's unlawful. And I was just overwhelmed, and our whole group was overwhelmed by thousands of people that can't figure out what sex they are and where to go to the bathroom. And they were wanting legislation, bathroom legislation. I mean, that's the damnedest thing I ever heard of. And I believe the church is really responsible for a lot of this too. I mean, they got to either stand up or it's all going down the toilet. That's all there is to it. Well, anyway, the next wonderful thing is that disarmament terrorism continues. Because they got to have these guns. The tyrants got to have the guns. Those who have overthrown America do not want the people armed with anything. I mean, anything. They don't want them to have anything. I mean, they'd keep going even if we're talking about sharp sticks. Okay, well, there's a Dr. David Baum, Baum, B-A-U-M. And he was kind of the one that a lot of these news, the mass media cartel was interviewing. And he was there, and he was describing what had happened on the 4th at the Highland Park 4th of July parade. And he was describing it, and he said that this guy, apparently how did he know what kind of rifle he was using? He said the guy used an AR-15 with high volume clips and magazines, and he said the bodies were just blown. He said, let me get this right, completely decimated and blown up. Can you believe that? Well, now, one of these mass media cartel outlets was showing an aerial video taken of these two corners where Dr. David Baum said this the shooter shot all these people up and just blew them apart and completely decimated them, and said there was, he said there was blood everywhere. Well, as he's describing the scene, I'm looking at this video of the very scene he's describing. And there's clothes out there. People left jackets or some kind of cloth was laying around out there. I don't know what all it was. And then, and you know, coolers and chairs turned over and various things. But there wasn't a single drop of blood anywhere. Not one. And the little bit of stuff that I only found one place, or that there might have been somebody under a little white sheet or something. And there's no way that would have, after he described what he described, there's no way that would cover up all the exploded body parts and blood everywhere. In other words, this guy was just lying like a dog. I mean, I'm looking at the film. I'm looking at the video. I mean, and people are still running around. The event is not really over. I mean, there's people running around, and I'm looking at the two corners. You don't see anything. No people. No blood. No. I mean, it's just, what? When are we going to stop letting people just tell us what our eyes are seeing? You know, which is what they did in 9/11. You know, they show us a video, and then they tell you what we're looking at. You see that jet behind that box? It just went over there and hit the front of the Pentagon. You saw the jet, didn't you? Yeah, we all saw the jet. None of us saw the jet. They don't have a video with a jet hitting the Pentagon. And then they have the audacity to tell us, what you're seeing there, neighbor, is a jet hitting the Pentagon. No, that ain't nothing hitting. I don't know what that is, but it ain't a jet hitting the Pentagon. I'm sorry. Anyway, I just I can't believe we can come this far, and people are just not outraged with all this stuff. Now, and apparently they caught the guy on this one. He's still alive. Well, I want to see the trial of this whole thing. I mean, this has got to be something. And when are we going to really see reports on this stuff? When are the police going to do a decent report on something that really tells you what happened, how it happened, where the bodies were, what they looked like? I mean, I want to see it. And here's the idea behind this. If we're going to be the subjects of this stuff, if our lives are going to be harmed by a violation of the Constitution, by the immutable Second Amendment, God's right, the granted right to us to be able to defend ourselves from tyranny, and if they're going to attempt to take that away by an event, I want to see all of it. And you have no right to keep any of that private. Not for the victims, not for the victims' family. If you're going to use that to violate another law and to harm me and my nation, you better be ready to show it all. And if you can't, shut up and get out of the way. Just amazing. My wife hates to hear all this stuff. You know, she wants to believe that actually happened. You know, she showed me the picture of the guy. You know, of course, he looks like a goofball. You know, he's got a tattoo on a neck and got these, I don't know. But quarter of the population looks like that now. Bolting their nose and wringing their nose like you'd put a bull calf, you know, lead them around, oxen, you know. Everybody dresses up like slaves and cattle. How did it become popular and groovy to look like livestock? I mean, you tattoo cows, you don't tattoo people. You don't put a ring. You know, you put a ring in a bull's nose or an oxen's nose, not ox, but not people. People are not beasts of burden. Golly. I mean, abject ignorance in the day of high technology. What do we call this? Technoslavia. Everybody's high tech and living like slaves. Don't know spit about lawful government, but know all kinds of principles about technology. Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, how do you have those two things at the same time? Be dumb as a tree stump about lawful government, yet have all this technology and knowledge of how to do cell phones and satellites and all kind of stuff. It's just amazing how we can be that stupid when it comes to government. Well, I'm surprised we don't have any callers today. Everybody must have eaten a lot like I did. Well, in fact, you know, I was telling my wife, I said, you know, I don't know if Mark's going to do a show today because he hadn't called me. And she said, it's Tuesday. I went, oh, my goodness, that's my day, not Mark's day. So I was thinking today was Monday, see. So anyway, you can see I'm not quite on the ball either. But anyway, oh, thank goodness, maybe there's something. Somebody come in. Oh, boy, Scott from Arizona. Thank you, man. You're helping me out here. What's on your mind?
Well, you know, the stuff you're talking about, I watched that video on RBN about that psychologist about, they call it mass formation or psychosis, some people call it.
Yeah.
That's what all this technology, I think, is doing is, because I don't watch TV. So when you talk to a person that watches TV, they can't think for themselves. They just mimic what they see or they're programmed with. Apparently, it's a state of hypnosis. It's what they do with that TV.
That's right. And you know all those little running things they have? Everything's moving. Even the background of these newscasts, oh, there's bars of color moving, and there's nothing static on the whole screen. Well, you know what that does. They might as well have one of those circles, you know, that gets smaller and smaller, that spins around.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you're getting sleepy. You know, I mean, it does the same thing with all this stuff moving around on the screen. And then what kills me is people go out in the public the next day and they repeat what they just heard. And they actually think it was their thought. They're very proud of them having that thought, as if they thought it. They didn't think a jack. All they did was repeat what they heard the night before. And they do that all day long. They'll put on talk radio, and then they'll come away doing the same thing. You know, they'll repeat everything they heard on talk radio and be proud of it like they thought it up. That's amazing.
Well, they pulled it off the technology, like the witch hunts, Stalin, Hitler, Mao.
Yeah.
That's all the same kind of mass formation.
Hypnosis. Yeah, mass hypnosis. Yeah, the controlling.
Mass hypnosis.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And the church is part of it, too. They're the biggest pack of cowards I've ever seen in my life.
Well, I hate to say that. You know, I hate to say that, but I tend to agree with you. And I'm a Christian. I mean, I want to see the church be a church. I want to see, you know, I want to see pastors talking about substance today that's in our world and getting the church to stand up. And they talk about the community. People get together and do the right thing. Well, guess who's already got a network and fabric to do that? That's the church. And unfortunately, they don't even take good care of their own theology. They've let the theology go. Most of them don't even know anything about theology now. That's why they're impotent. They don't think it's theological to do anything or say anything. It's just complete collapse.
It is, because I was at a men's group and I go, well, you know, everything's collapsing. Let's form a Christian society. And I was like dead silent. These were all Christian men. Let's form a Christian society, you know, like we used to have. Just silence.
Yeah.
Not one Christians. Person. Not one person even disagreed. They just went silent. It was like bizarre.
Yeah. It was
They're exactly. Neutral. That's the problem.
That's exactly right. And if we're not going to take care of God's kingdom, the church, okay. Could we skip this break? Can we do that? I don't know if we can or not. I think we can. I think she's going to do it. I don't know. I guess it's too. I don't know what's going on, Scott. Hang on, everybody. We'll be right back.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Welcome back to Search for Lawful Government with Ron Avery, and we're talking to Scott from Arizona right now. Well, I think we were on a good roll there, Scott, you talking to a men's group, and I was just going to say that, you know, the church I went to for years, I was told recently that I was invited to, you know, a prayer group. Well, I've been to these over and over again, these prayer groups. I mean, and they pray and stuff, but there's never any action resulting from it. It's never any that we're responsible, that we should be doing stuff. It's just asking God to do something, asking, you know, and that's good. Well, if you're going to ask him to do something, ask him to work through us. We're his ambassadors. We're actually the body of Christ on earth. If you want Christ to do something on earth, that's the church. Ask the church to do it. Ask yourself to do it. The church is the body of Christ on earth. If you want Jesus to do something, it's the church that's going to do it. Otherwise, what are you doing? I mean, I don't get it.
Well, the Byzantine Christians there in what's Turkey now? Well, they sat there and prayed when the Muslim army was coming, and of course they got conquered. In the the head Muslim, whatever, Oman or whatever they call him, he says, "Well, you should have been building an army instead of praying, sitting there and praying and doing nothing else." They think they can they can't do anything.
Exactly.
Why would Christ come back and save them if they won't lift a finger for him?
Well said. If you're not going to use your little finger to carry a weight, well then you're unfit. You're unfit for the kingdom. I mean, you're no good. The church has to do something. It was created. It's Christ on earth, and are we to believe that Christ has no interest in earth anymore of doing anything on the planet? I mean, he saves it and then just goes off, and he's not going to come back till everything's so bad that he has to destroy everything. I know there's talk of that in Revelations, but I also know that God repents of his decisions, and I also know that it's his will that all men be saved, and I know that he's not the author of tyranny and does not stand for it. We have a right to protect our property on earth. We should do it.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, what kind of Christian wants everything destroyed?
That's right.
All of God's kingdom completely destroyed, then it'll get better.
Get better? So it won't be here.
Everything, destroy everything, then Christ will come back and fix it for us. And I'll be right by his side.
Yeah, and I don't know why wouldn't it be great to save the world and present every man to him saved? I mean, upon his return, wouldn't that be cool?
Yeah, well, it's our duty to try to save souls, right?
I agree. I think that's the show, and you sure did a good job of finishing that up with me, so thank you very much, Scott. I appreciate it.
Have a good day. I like your show.
Oh, thank you very much. Thanks for calling in.
You bet. Bye.
Bye-bye. See you Thursday.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee that's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
You can't handle handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle